So for me this week is just really recognizing that to go to God with every decision we make. And really, when we're living in this world, we've got things that come up and we don't go with the first thought. We really go to God with each decision and we recognize that he has so much of a bigger plan than just today. That when we make a decision with God, you know that you could be at peace about it. And really keeping it peace. Because when you're peaceful in situations, then nothing can come in. The adversary cannot come in and make you unmovable. That we are unmovable with God when we keep our focus with him. And we decide with God that we know that each decision that we make is going to be the right one because it's with God. And I recognize this so much this week of how to think, how to speak, and how to really go to God and not act upon that first thought. And really giving this out to others. Really giving them God in situations and sitting back and resting God and being still and trusting him in each situation, circumstance that we are in, that we really trust him and have faith. And that's the only thing that pleases God is our faith. So really recognizing who our God is. Because he loves us on such a personal level. And when we go to him with our full hearts, he's going to show us the much bigger plan he has for us. And really, so I have a couple of testimonies. And again, this is so, a few weeks ago, I made the decision that on a Monday, I was going to go and look after my auntie, and she has Parkinson's. So my auntie can, she's also a Christian, and she can't talk very well. So when I went and made the decision, I really went to God, and a few things come up for me, and I recognised how much this was of God. Me going. So I've gone there on the second week of me going and I pray and I speak in tongues and I'll go into the household and they're absolutely hit. Her husband's a full-time carer, my uncle. And I went in there and I was doing what I needed to do for my auntie. And I said, God, what would you like me to do? So I put on some worship music and when she talks, she very mumbles what she says and you really can't understand her. So I put on some worship music and she started singing word for word and I understood her. And it was like the power of God just rose up in her and it was so beautiful to see that how God works in each person who believes. And then straight after, clear, so clear, she said, do you still go to church? Because she classes it church. And I was absolutely blown away by this. And it just I really recognized how much one, this is going to build my faith, not that my faith, you know, build my faith through situations, especially with my auntie, and how much that was so of God, me being there, and me giving that time for them, because they have done so much for me. Throughout many years, they financed a lot of the trips that I went on when I was younger with the fellowship to India, etc. And it was really my time to just give back. And for me to see the power of God in that situation, I was really blown away. And still now I think, wow, how clear as day she said, do you go to church? And I've not heard her speak like that for probably about 6-7 years. So this really built me up. And God is, I just seen how powerful God is. And also the second testimony, so my sister is getting married, and she had a bit of a hiccup with, she was supposed to be getting married in December 23, so next year. And there was like things she wasn't happy about. So I really sat and I encouraged her and I said, Sarah, I'm gonna really go to God with this, and you're gonna get your heart's desires. So my sister's, she listens to me, and, but she's not fully of faith. So I really prayed and I said, God, you know, I really want you to give her a heart's desires. And their wedding was supposed to be 14 grand. And I just left it in God's hands. And she messaged me, I think it was, well, it's this week. And she said, Becky, we've rebooked our wedding and it's now going to be in April. It's Easter weekend, which was really, really lovely for me. And she even said it's, Easter obviously is, to do with Jesus, etc. And then, she said the people have gone over and above. So because there was a lot of hiccups with the original wedding and she didn't get exactly what she needed, the manager is now in charge of her wedding, and she has got the same wedding, a little bit less people, which she wanted anyway. She wanted it a little bit more personal. And with everything else with it, so everything that she desired, and a lot more on top, for the price of 3 grand rather than 14 grand. And she sat and she said, this is a miracle, Becky. She said, from how it was to how it is now, it built her faith. And she said, I don't know how this is even managed to even come about. And I said, listen, I really went to prayer and I've really, and God is so true and he's living, Sarah. And obviously, he's answered my prayers and you can now see this. So she was very thankful. She was thankful to God. And it, again, this is another thing that really built my faith up, because he's not just for me personally. He's for my family. He's for the people around me. He wants my children. He wants everyone around me to be built up and to trust him and go to him. And when I can be that little light in situations and give them God, when God is the light, not me, but I can be the person to sit and speak words of life to these people and say, it's going to be okay. And make sure you go to God with this. And they go ahead and they do it. They can see the power of God. And this is what it's about. It's about showing people God in the situations and letting him get the respect he deserves and let people have faith in God, which I've really seen these past few weeks, you know. So we've had a wonderful week. I've had a wonderful time with God, just praying to him, being at peace and being still with God about situations, circumstances, because a lot has come up in the last few weeks. But it's where our focus is and where our mind is, and it's really building that relationship with God and going to him earnestly and really having our focus still stayed on God during anything that goes on. And then you will, and also what I'm learning is through each situation and circumstance, there's such a positive aspect to this because I'm growing. And what are you learning during this whole period? And then when you grow, then you go up to the next level. And I've just recognized this so much. So yeah, this is what I just wanted to share this week. God bless you.